what they advocate.
Is what they're advocating, but very frankly, they did have a goddamn tough break, and it cost them that additional 10 million tons. They'd be back to not asking for this amount, I think, and that's the best information we had, if they hadn't had this last 6 weeks of a breakdown, which was pretty serious in the way.
They'll have a breakdown every year. They're just like some of my country cousins. By God, it'll be the baby that's sick, or the old man that's sick, or grandma, or some of them. Just be a constant thing as long as you foot the bill. Well, that's the easiest way to get it.
I couldn't agree with you more, except I would only say in my judgment, Mr. President, at this time, that you've given them enough of that, of the close tether treatment, that they really are hurting.
I don't think they are. I think when they get to hurting, they'll quit insulting.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I just don't understand that. I know it's going to hit them whatsoever.
I think what you ought to do then, tell me, what kind of luck did you have with on the cotton thing with the Mexicans and the ambassadors?
I'm having, frankly, if I may speak to you very bluntly, I'm having one hell of a time. The state has been not willing to call such a meeting. It's still dangling. I made a proposal that I think is now workable, in which we would lower our loan all right, but we would try and give them every private assurance. Won't be private very long, I'm afraid, that we will maintain our selling price in such a fashion that it won't cost them any exchange. And that was to drop the loan rate a penny, and the state came back and said, no, we won't go for that. It's got to be only a half a penny. And it's still lallygagging around without any decision over there yet, with a meeting set for early tomorrow morning. But we've got a referendum in 1 week, Mr. President. We just got to get a decision on this, and as I reported to you earlier, we don't have any alternative. The law says quite clearly, in my judgment, we've got to drop that loan rate a penny. But it's
a penny or half a penny?
Penny.
Is that what the law says?
That's what the law says.
Well, tell Nick Katzen back, and let's see what he says about that.
All right. Well, we're working on it. There'll be a meeting in the morning, and I told the dean and Rostow that I was prepared to meet with these ambassadors. You see, there's two sides to this, as you well know. On the one hand, the market price is set not by our loan rate, but at the rate at which we sell cotton from our surplus stocks. We've been selling it at 22 cents or more. If we can hold to that level, which we think we can do, they won't be hurt one damn bit. As a matter of fact, the price in international markets for the long cotton they have may very well go up, because we're in short supply on quality cotton, and we're in long supply in Texas cotton, which is low quality cotton. You'll be hearing about that one in the future, too.
Yeah.
So you can hold their price up, it doesn't cost them a damn thing. But the law says 90% of the world market price, which is 22 cents, and that's 20 cents. And we'll get scalped alive by all those wolves and that southern textile cotton conclave if we don't follow with a clear law and legislative intent on this.
Well, just tell Nick what the law says, and tell him I think he ought to get those ambassadors in there and explain what we're going to do.
All right, sir. Mr. President,
who is it that's overriding you on this, that says he can't have the ambassadors in after I told you to have them?
Well, it's kind of mush. I talked to Dean about it, and Dean was going to get informed about it, and then Solomon calls Rostow, and then Rostow calls me, and then Nick calls me about it.
What does Nick say?
And he says he'll look into it, and he has nothing about this. Then they come back and say we've got another proposition, and maybe we can work it out where everybody's concerned and satisfy everybody. Can you wait till Monday morning? By that time, I've been all around the circle and back again, and in desperation, rather than bother you, I say, well, I can't just tell them to go to hell.
All right, I'll tell what you do. You tell Nick that I'll talk to you again, and I want him to settle this. And get these ambassadors and let you tell them what you got to do and tell him show you the law. And I told you, if you say it's that positive, he's a good lawyer, he ought to be able to confirm it right quick.
All right.
And take the action and tell him also to get this fellow, Cisco, the international outfit, the United Nations, and get him with you so you can go up to Goldberg and give Goldberg until the 14th when they go out to get all the nations of the world in on this thing. Let's see what we can do multilaterally.
On the cotton thing?
Yeah, no, on the India thing.
Oh, on the India thing?
Yeah, on the food
right.
thing. Just all tell right. Goldberg we want him to go to Australia and say, God damn it, they want us to put up. Now, we ain't going to put up unless you do.
Sorry.
Canada, you's goddamn busy here wanting to handle the Chinese. We better handle the Indians. And just let him go to every damn one of them. Give Goldberg something to do.
All right. But in the meantime, I would just say again that was, in order to do this, this would run to meeting this problem after the 1st of April. What happens between now and the 1st of April?
Well, if we could get them commitments, we could put ours in a little bit early and let them put theirs in a little bit later. I don't think it, Subterranean says here's 500,000 tons.
No, let me clear that one up, Mr. President. So there's no, I'm just speaking objectively now. You make the decision on this, but I know that you don't want to have any confusion on it. This proposal was made to take a week or two ago. The idea is, and this has been done in the past, that they will go ahead and make a commitment in the market to whomever they buy the wheat from. We would agree with them privately that although we cannot legally make a commitment that they will get an allocation under PL480. If we just tell them that we will work this out or try to work this out, they'll go ahead and make the legal commitment and we'll pick it up a little bit later. Now this, very frankly, was not a saying this is all we need until April 1st. This was an effort to say that if we could get to just this kind of forward commitment before you really make your decision, that this would help start filling up that pipeline a little more quickly. The truth is, and this only you can decide, but as matters now stand, if we don't do anything fairly soon, between the middle of January and maybe it'll be February, maybe it'll be the middle of February, maybe it'll be the middle of March, but whatever time, there'll be a time of 2 or 3 or 4 weeks when there's going to be a gap. Regardless, because there's nothing moving now. And there's going to be a gap which can only be filled by A, they're buying exchange. I mean, they're using exchange to buy commercially. Or B, they're really putting the muscle on for whatever it takes to procure grain in those surplus states.
Well, I don't want to put it out any quantity until I get a congressional resolution on it. Now, what do I do about it?
I know you don't, and then I would think, maybe, Mr. President, frankly, that we owe it to them that we tell them we're not going to do it. And they're then going to have to use the Army and use the muscle. And just if you tell them...
Well, you tell Dane them tomorrow. My feeling is, tell them I talk to you late tonight, my feeling is that I don't want, as I said last year, I don't want to go into one of these open-end McGovern deals where you just give them any damn thing they'll take. And this Chester Bowl stuff, I'm against it. And if we're going to give away millions of tons of wheat, then I want Congress to approve it. And our Congress is not in session, and their Army is.
All right, then.
And this is December that's on us, and they won't be back up there till January. And I just don't think we ought to make any substantial commitment until we get their report. I get them all in the White House just like I did last year. And they have to find some way to, we've got over a million tons that are yet to go there that they haven't received. They've got on hand produced themselves 11 million tons more than they produced last year. And on top of that, they've got all we've given them, so I don't know why they can't find some way to get by with.
Then I'll tell Dean Rush to tell them that there will be no allocation to the United States until such time as Congress has met the past on.
No, I wouldn't say that positively. I just say that that's what I want to do, and that's the way I feel about it. And I want to hear from this congressional group. Why haven't they gone on out there? What are they messing around waiting until December for? I want to force me to make an allocation.
No, sir, I couldn't get them to go, Mr. President. I pushed them just as hard as I could, and I had to beg them on bended knee to go at all. There wasn't one of them that wanted to go. They've been campaigning. They've been in Washington. They got family problems, and I've had a hell of a time getting them to go. I just begged them to go.
Well, you tell the Secretary that I feel at this time that I don't want to make any substantial allocation. Not by substantial, I mean anything over 500,000 tons or over 500,000. I don't want to make any substantial allocation. Now, you never did tell me what a million tons of wheat. I just want to keep it in my mind. I was under the impression the million tons cost me $100 million.
It cost you about $70 million, roughly $70 a ton. A million tons cost you about $70 million. Now, of course, it doesn't really cost you out of pocket in a sense, because that is wheat that now will be produced because of decisions we made last summer. But in the long run, why, that's what it'll cost you, because it's wheat that we either have or won't have.
Sure, that's right.
That's another subject. But that's, as I say, we put those additional acres back in production. And we of course, we can't take them out now. And they'll be produced regardless of this decision.
Well, we didn't put them in on this basis. We put them in on our own need, didn't we?
We put them in on our own needs, and so we would have adequate reserves to meet any contingencies to get back.
Put them in largely because we gave them 10 million tons.
That's right. That's
and how much do you estimate this 30% will produce?
Oh, that 30% will produce about 150 million bushels.
Well, in tons.
Yeah, well, in tons. This would be, I owe probably about let me scroll it down. Did I jump back and forth to make it in tons? And then I do, I have about 20, about 2. Yeah, about 2 million tons. About 2 million tons, 150.
And we gave away 10.
Wait a minute, 4. That's a 37 bushels to a ton. Yeah, about 5 million tons. About 5 million tons.
It'll produce just half what we gave away.
About half of what, well, we gave away, about half of what, about two-thirds of what we gave away to them.
Well, you tell Dean and whoever you're dealing with up there that this is my feeling, that we have a million tons that are going in there between now and their elections in February. Of the 8 million, we got a million going in there. That's going in December and January. And that that my feeling is that I don't want to make a huge allocation here just before Congress meets. And that they get a resolution up, whatever they think they can justify, and I hope it's not very much. But if it involves anything over $25-30 million, I think they ought to along the line we had last year, and let them call in and see what the Congress wants to do about it. And I'm not going to be as strong in my recommendation of it. I won't submit it to them. I'm going to be by it very much like I am going to be by the cities. I'm going to let McGovern carry it through, and I'll let Rebikoff and Bobby Kennedy pass these billions they want for the cities instead of my recommending them and urging them and fighting for them. I'm going to say I'll be glad to do what the Congress wants to do about this thing. I'm going to be concerned right now with the war. And I just think we've got our budget this year is going to run nearly $130 billion. We estimate 112. Next year, the one that they've got for me now is over $140 billion. And my revenue is $120, so I've got a $20 billion deficit. Now, goddammit, I've just got to stop something. And I don't know anything easier to stop than the Indian wheat. I think it's fine for them to be starving, but when they raise 11 million more than they had when I gave them 10 million, well, they still got a net plus one. And they got a surplus in some states. It's a hell of a note for me to say to India that I've got a big surplus in Texas, but I haven't in Maine, so you got to ship it up to us from Maine, India, because I won't take it from Texas. That don't make sense. And the only reason I got to ship it is because they won't use their own. That's about the net of it, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I wish you'd tell everybody to ask you. Just say, by God, we've got to ship it because they won't get it from their own states.
But in all fairness, I would have to add to that, President, to be perfectly factual, that if they do drink it out of those states between now and April 1st, why then later on in the year, why, they'll be short in those states.
Well, you don't know what they'll do in April. They may have a good crop, they say. This memo that I got, it is going to improve.
May I ask you, I spent all day writing this report. I recognize the report strategically. Now just pull this one back.
Yeah, I just say that you're not, that you've heard, you've had conversations. They come in, they've reported to you, and they report that somewhere between 70% and 80% of their program they're trying to carry out. But we've carried out 100% of ours. Now the question is, what do, the question is,